Now, how many of us remain confused and slightly unsure of the work being done by OpenAI and their product ChatGPT, which is an artificial intelligence chatbot? This large language model is already being used by students to write their essays, and it has many other uses. This week, the company released ChatGPT-4. It's moved from language generation to multimodal media generation, so that means it can now use images, not just words. But it's not free. You need an OpenAI premium account, which costs about $20 a month, or pay as you go. I've been speaking to AI researcher Henry Ajda, who told me first about ChatGPT.
ChatGPT is a large language model, as you mentioned. That is a neural network which has been trained on a vast corpus of text, a lot of this coming from the internet. And these models, when provided with a prompt, such as write me a poem in a certain style or design a recipe with these ingredients, can then generate very realistic human-sounding text which matches the style or the request of the prompt that the user has inputted. And as you said, ChatGPT, which was released last year, was kind of the first glimpse that the everyday public had of using these tools. They've been in development for a number of years, but the real kind of impact we've seen is it coming out into the wild, into the hands of everyday people.
And already being used by lots of people, with lots of people raising their concerns about this. Talk to us about this newest model, which uses images.
Sure. So GPT-4 has been something that there's been a lot of hype and speculation around for a number of months following the success of ChatGPT. Last week, we saw rumors that this was going to have a multimodal impact, which would allow people to generate full videos from text, and people talking about, you know, huge amount more data being used to train the model compared to the previous GPT model. As it's come out, we've now actually seen that OpenAI haven't told us how much data they are now using in this model, so it's unclear quite how big the data set is. And crucially, text-to-video capabilities aren't included. But what is included is, as you mentioned, image to text. So you could upload an image of, let's say, some ingredients, and ChatGPT will be able to identify the ingredients in that image and suggest recipes. It's able to explain jokes. So if you give a picture of a meme or something like this, it's able to tell you why it's funny and what aspects of the image are funny.
Well, both of those examples that you've given us seem fairly benign. Is there anything about this that could be used in a malicious way?
Sure. So that's the specific to the image to text functionality. But we've seen with these text generation algorithms that there are concerns and legitimate concerns about how they could be used to generate disinformation, how they could be used by certain people from certain perspectives to essentially act as a way of propaganda to try and persuade people to do things that they shouldn't, or to kind of provide twisted or unethical perspectives on things. So yeah, certainly malicious use cases. And OpenAI mentioned they spent 6 months training this model to be as safe as possible. But yes, certainly some concerns there.
Is there anything also that suggests that this in particular will threaten jobs? I mean, we certainly have heard concerns about the language model, but in terms of artists and the creative industries generally?
Sure. So OpenAI have another model called DALL-E 2, and that model is about text-to-image generation. So you type in a text prompt and it can generate images based on that text prompt. GPT-4 at the moment does not have that capability. So GPT-4 does not seem to have the same impact on artists, at least visual artists. Maybe script writers or people like this are perhaps in trouble. But with GPT-4 at the moment, visual artists don't seem to be in trouble. But DALL-E 2 maybe does provide some threats there.
That was AI researcher Henry Ajda. You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Razia Iqbal. This is NewsHour.